Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us once again. Dr. Riley, a lot of us experience some lower back pain, and maybe as we have visited Dr. Google, we've come across the term lower crossed syndrome. What is it?
It's one of the most, actually one of the most common things that we see in our clinic related to nonspecific low back pain. When I speak of nonspecific low back pain, we're talking about just general low back pain, mechanical low back pain. We're not terribly worried about a nasty disc problem, advanced arthritis, facet disease, a lot of these big words that doctors might throw out. So just kind of your run-of-the-mill low back pain. What lower cross syndrome means is if you can imagine like an X, if you're standing sideways in a mirror and you kind of drew an X from your belly to your butt and your back to the front of your leg, it'll form an X. So with lower cross syndrome, typically what happens is the musculature in your back and your upper back, those extensor muscles, have a tendency to become very, very tight. In addition, the musculature in your hip flexors and your quads have a tendency to become very, very tight. So you have tightness in your hip flexors and your back, okay? And then conversely, you're going to have quite a bit of weakness in your gluteal musculature, okay, your butt mm-hmm. muscles, and then in your abdominal musculature. So if you can kind of imagine like it draws like an X, so you have tightness in the front, and then weakness, okay? Primarily, it's a function of what we do, and we sit all day long. Two things happen primarily is we develop gluteal amnesia. Yes, gluteal amnesia.
Okay.
Our glute muscles have stopped working. We sit on our butts all day. That musculature has become very, very weak. The glutes are an important part of the core in stabilizing. And then in addition to that, we've developed this hip flexors. Okay, have had a tendency to shorten up or tighten up. So it's just it's a postural thing. So sitting all day long, hip flexors have a tendency to shorten up. The glutes become weak, and it creates an imbalance. Okay, and with this imbalance, it's typically you're going to end up with some form of low back pain. And what's great about this lower cross syndrome, properly diagnosed, we're going to focus on stretching muscles, obviously mobilizing. Getting things working properly. And then in addition to that, we're going to focus on, stabilizing and facilitating the weak muscles as well.
So is this something that you start to notice these aches and pains? You notice them over time or is it suddenly, ouch, that hurts, what happened?
Well, it could be one or the other. It's a cumulative condition, meaning over time, this obviously isn't anything traumatic. It's not going to happen overnight. But over time, these soft tissues become tight, muscles become tight, others become weak and so forth, and we develop these imbalances. And then one day you might reach over to, tie your shoes or pick some laundry up off the floor, and then you develop low back pain. Well, it's not necessarily the act of what you just did. It's likely the culmination of everything that you didn't do or did do, sitting on your butt at the office, a lot of inactivity, poor posture, and you've created some of these imbalances in your low back.
So what are some common treatment options?
Well, chiropractic for lower cross syndrome is phenomenal because a lot of chiropractors are going to be educated and versed in soft tissue and soft management techniques and want, active release, myofascial techniques to strip down the fibers, get those fibers moving properly, increasing mobility. A lot of chiropractors are also trained on, stabilizing and rehabbing weak muscles. So it's a combination of getting something moving again and at the same time getting something turned on or stabilized. Physical therapists would be a really good option for this as well. Just so it happens that we have both in this office. So to answer your question though, it's conservative care. It's not like we're going to need injections or any type of surgical intervention. This is more of a postural problem, abnormality. And secondary to that, we develop tightness and weakness in other areas, creating imbalances.
If you have some aches and pains you have questions about, contact the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.